Hello, friends. You're listening to our Mission Path. I'm Timothy Downing. On today's edition of Cooking with the Downings, I have a treat for you once again. As I have been driving in the United States fundraising, I have noticed something a little startling. The leaves on the trees are beginning to change. And although autumn is one of my favorite times of year, that does mean that it's going to get cold soon. And so today's recipe is not just a good recipe, it's a necessary recipe. It is a recipe that will help you stay warm during the fall. Locro de papa, or Ecuadorian potato and cheese soup. The recipe I'm about to give you will serve 8 to 10 people. This traditional Ecuadorian soup is made with potatoes, onion, garlic, cumin, achiote, milk, cheese, and cilantro. And it is a Downing family favorite. In fact, on the Downing scale, 7 out of 7 Downings highly recommend this hearty soup. The ingredients you'll need for this soup are 10 good-sized potatoes. They need to be chopped into small and large pieces. 1 diced white onion, 2 minced garlic cloves, 2 teaspoons of cumin, 2 tablespoons of oil, 1 teaspoon of achiote powder, 1 cup of milk, 7 cups of water, 1 cup of crumbled cheese, 1 bunch of minced cilantro, just the leaves, and then, of course, a pinch of salt if you're into that kind of thing. You'll also need 1 cup of queso fresco, feta cheese, or grated mozzarella. You'll need a chopped cilantro and green onions. Avocados, sliced or diced, are a wonderful addition to the soup after it is done. To make your very own Ecuadorian potato and cheese soup, first prepare a flavor base by heating the oil over medium heat in a large pot. Add the minced garlic cloves, diced onions, cumin, and achiote powder. Cook until the onions are tender. They should be clear. After that, add diced potatoes to the pot and mix until they are coated with the flavor base. Cook for about 5 minutes. Stir frequently. You don't want to get them burnt on one side. Then, add water and bring to a boil. Cook until the potatoes are very tender. Use a potato masher to mash the potatoes, but don't mash them completely. The consistency of the soup should be creamy with small tender chunks of potato. After you smash the potatoes, reduce the heat down to low, stir in the milk, and cook for 5 minutes. Then remove from the heat, enjoy, and serve it warm with avocados, queso fresca, feta cheese, chopped cilantro, and green onions. On this particular soup, we have a story. We were traveling in the mountains one day, and we had gone all the way up to the snow line. After that, we came down into the valley, and we stopped at a restaurant. Each of us got this soup as an appetizer. And each of us only needed this soup. After we ate the soup, it was warm, it was hearty, it brought the warmth back to our bodies. This soup helped us recover from the altitude and the cold of the Nevado. Friends, my family and I serve Jesus Christ in Ecuador. One of the great things about living in Ecuador is we get to taste the culture one bite at a time. We invite you to do so along with us. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, please go to ourmissionpath.com. And at that same website, ourmissionpath.com, you will find many other recipes to help you along the way. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us around the ever-expanding table of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.